Hello and welcome in to the Sober Data Game Week 464 preview. I'm Andrew Laird. You can find me as Lairdino on Sober. Joined once again by Harry Trades to talk about all the action that's happening midweek and all of the questions we still have about this gameplay because we still don't know. Harry, how's your first game week of the new SoRare?
Honestly, like really good in the sense that I don't have well. Yeah, I mean, I'm not winning any cards, but I am winning a few boxes, which is fun. Not too many, I think maybe three or four. But yeah, quite a bit of ETH this weekend, which is makes a change because I've not hit that middle threshold at super level yet. And this week, barring any opta changes, we might do it, Led.
Let's go.
I've won ETH in three different places, which has been making me think all weekend, like, or cash, right? Like, I don't know, is this new game more fun? I mean, you know, like before I'd be, if my 240 was out of the, or my 2240, sorry, Ram Super, if that was out of the, you know, the contention of winning anything, where else was I winning cash? I was winning it on the podiums, right? Which is obviously not happening very often. So I don't know. I'm quite biased maybe because it's gone in my favor this week, you know, winning like a few different positions. But if just that is just the fact that that is possible makes me think, you know, this is fun having, multiple lineups because I was a very condensed boy at one point. So no, it's looking good. You know, barring any opta changes. So
All right. Love it. I just said to you that the only word that describes my game week is disaster class. So I'm excited to get into this midweek because surely a midweek will save everything. thank you to everybody for coming in. SR Monkey kicks us off on the podium. The Carnage of the South American Cups kick off as well. Kev Hurd and Carol on the podium with SR Monkey. Congratulations to the three of you. Carol says, if Auxerre won't smash today, I'll start new sower with my second ever podium contender in season limited two. Division two, excuse me. Way to be. So let's hope for that. And although I bet SR Monkey has a lineup somewhere that needs an Auxerre smash. So we got a little competition here on the podium. Nemesis, what's up? Hoodwink, thanks for coming in. He also reminds everyone, K-League double game week, there are some matches tomorrow. So don't think because you are looking good now doesn't necessarily mean you're going to look good come tomorrow. So we'll see. Didi Sora, hope everyone had a good Easter weekend. Games on Monday afternoon are always an added blessing to distract from work. Not a blessing for me.
R.I.P. Sims, yeah.
And burger mealing. Raul, what's up? Sam, thanks for coming in. Surf, hell yeah, the Libertadores kicking off, although we'll have to talk about where they're going to kick off in the new SoRare. Charlie, what's up? Johannatin, thanks for coming in. KB97, but the Bruges coach happened to be walking around my hometown and I'd see him, I can guarantee for anything. Maxim de Kuyper getting benched. Appreciate that. David Taylor, someone please tell me if I'm getting relegated or promoted this midweek. That's the question, and I can assure you, Harry and I have no idea. Tuggy, what's up? Quinny, thanks for coming in. Simo, afternoon, gents, listening. Whilst I build the squads for SoRare 7s, need an SD lineup builder to help. we should have talked about that. Maybe in the next one. Maybe. Henry, what's up? Charlie, awful game week for me, but still winning two or three boxes, which is fun. I'm not even sure I'm winning any boxes this week. Like, it's... Let's go back to the old SoRare. No more Donnarumma slander. Was there Donnarumma slander?
I mean, historically, I think. Maybe not recently.
Yeah. I mean, as somebody who has a Keylor Navas, I'm here for the Donnarumma slander, to be honest. Pakis, what's up? Hanatin said Donnarumma with a great debut for me. That's right. Taking home that. Was that from Champion? No, Cap 240, right?
Yeah, 240, right, yeah.
That's always fun. Just Mike It, what's up? Yes, I had to Kuiper as well. Glenn, morning boys, Desart own goal killed me this weekend. Need a Korean KDB, Yoon Bigaram masterclass in the early hours of Tuesday morning. We'll see. Tuggy's also on team YBG. So, Sora Holland, what's up? Oh, David said, I'll forego the Auxerre win and let someone else. All right, there you go. I like it. Nothing to do with the fact that those lineups are already dust. anyway. So Peter, what's up? What is Johannesson saying? I've got so many offers today from people who don't get April Fools. I was very surprised there's no reject all button. Yeah, April Fools is just like the worst. The worst. That way it's the worst. Anyway, let's jump in to this game week. Harry discovered it. Well, excuse me. I'll say Harry knew about it, and Quinny discovered that our matchups tab now has the new competitions. This was put in right after our show on Wednesday, so Harry and I missed out on the glory. Quinny got, and Harry got it all on Friday. But what did you guys decide? I didn't see how you guys chose which order to go in. Like, what are we thinking for this midweek?
Well, I guess it's a bit of an anomaly this midweek, isn't it? Because we do have like basically everything in a weird way. But yeah, we did the like champ contenders challengers. I can't remember what order. It might have been contenders first. Not that we need to do that today, but we did those three first, basically, and then like the prem, and we had MLS, of course, right? So
all right. Quickly before we get in, KB said, is there any info why they removed the season bonus for cards from not recently released teams like Leeds? Because they're finally following their own rule of you get 1 year, you don't get 2 years now. And so since the Leeds season, 2024 season started, you will not get your 2023-24 started. You won't get your 2022-23 season bonus. That's why. Right. Okay. I'll start in contenders. Why not?
Let's do it.
Tom's saying it's Auxerre. Is it Auxerre? So what's funny is that I was told that you basically like pronounce the, it's like the X, like Auxerre, not like Auxerre, but Auxerre. Okay, yeah. But if it's Auxerre, I'll do that too. Mm-hmm. I don't care.
Okay.
I sold all of mine, so I don't even care. anyway, let's start in contenders.
You don't Auxerre. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That was really bad.
sorry.
Oh, okay. Servette from the Swiss Super League. Somebody in the Sorare Scandinavia Discord has a Servette stack.
Yeah, I think it's Tobias.
Is it Toby?
Because he mentioned Tsunemoto getting yellow carded today, which means he's out for the next game, which is like the best matchup in history or something. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
What a wild team to randomly stack. Except
I know.
This game week, here we go at the top.
Yeah.
We got to change these things. I didn't notice that. Anyway, so this Osijek match is not in this game week.
Oh, is it not?
It is not. As far as I know, the game is, for my time, 30 minutes after the deadline on Friday. Like, it should be the first game of the next game week.
Yeah, that happens a lot with Croatia, doesn't it? Normally on like there, most of the time we get like one or two games. Like we know the lineups before the deadline, basically.
Yeah, well, we will get it because it's 30 minutes.
Yeah, 10:30. Yeah, that's interesting.
But I just want to, I think it's a daylight savings thing, maybe.
Yeah, that's a good point because, well, I know I don't know about Europe, but UK's changed now, hasn't it? So
right, yeah, I think the rest has changed. And so there's that, but so if you have those players, I'd just be careful and just double check because I think it should be for the week. Excuse me, it should be for the weekend.
Do you think they'll show up in the lineup builder though on Sora?
That's a good question. I don't have any players from there, so I don't. Yeah, but that's like actually. That's one of the best matchups you're going to get.
Yeah, 100%
all season. So it's important where it is. But it's currently showing up in our lineup builder for the midweek, which is why it's showing up on this page. But I'm fairly certain. Ian says they do, but it says no game.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So I just be careful if you have those guys. Anyway.
Yeah.
Wuhan Three Towns, of course. Why not? And we got Vissel Kobe, Zurich. Are we missing a lot of odds? I guess we're not missing that many. But I guess maybe we need some of these double game week teams to play before we get odds for the midweek, which is why like Seoul don't have odds. We've got a lot of Swiss Super League. Shout out to Grasshopper. Who are they playing again? Oh yeah, Young Boys. Ugh. Anyway, I wouldn't say Contenders looks overly challenging. And part of that is because of what people were saying that like Copa Libertadores, River Plate, normally in Contenders, because they're not playing a domestic league match, they are ineligible for Contenders this week. And so even though Contenders is open, their points don't apply there.
So that is all this in Contenders right now, or for what's that? This game week. That's all the matchups.
This is it. That,
Jesus, that looks, I don't know. That just doesn't seem like a lot at all.
Yeah, no, it's basically it's not Croatia, excuse me, because they moved that. It's basically J-League, Chinese Super League, Swiss Super League, and K-League. And a not tiny, much K-League.
A tiny bit of Norway, is it there? HamKam? HamKam?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Little random one.
How about that?
Okay. So that looks, I'm just thinking, Led, for our, you are a boy/boys. Jesus, yeah, because I was more thinking, yeah, maybe going to 240 or something with Ishikawa, but it could be a contender.
I went contenders in mine.
Interesting. Yeah.
I have, let me see here. I did for rare.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You have a super still. Yeah. I wish I was.
I'm playing my Araki super rare in contenders rare.
Oh, the center back. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's funny. Who are they playing? Hiroshima. I kind of forgot that they'd be playing.
They're away to the promoted team that has a ton of money. I forget what.
Right. Tokyo something.
Oh, actually, we have it. I mean, we should have it right here. Here it is. Makita Zelvia.
The Tani team.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Nasang Ho team, except he's hurt.
Nasang Ho, yeah.
So, yeah.
It looks really soft. I got to be honest. I'm not seeing anything here that I'm like, you know what? There's going to be one team that dominate, you know, one stack or whatever. Like, I can't see much.
Hoodwink sees one.
There you go. Yeah. Do they have the double game week then? Is that how that?
I think they don't have a double game week for this weekend because they play right after the deadline.
Right. Okay.
I'll take a Cecinia smash.
Yeah, Cecinia. I forgot about him.
Glenn said Osei Hun is going to bag for Makita.
Okay.
I don't even know who that is. let's see. He was the Korean Haaland a couple years ago.
I remember that. Yeah, I actually do. Did he used to play for Sapporo? I'm sure he did. Or maybe not. No, this is a different guy. Yeah, he's the Shonan guy. Shimizu, sorry.
I'm not scared of this.
No. I mean, him and Haaland have one thing in common. There's not a peak there, so.
Fair enough. I love this. People were playing stupid money for him, including me, meaning Glenn. Were they? How high could he possibly have gotten? Oh my goodness.
Oh no.
Was he in
China? He was good. I don't remember, but he was pretty good. I do remember that card now, actually. That old card.
Anyway, good luck with him. Good luck to everybody in contenders. Let's move to challengers here. Challengers not as fun for people who are thinking maybe they can get a sneaky one in here. Feyenoord away to Volendam. PSV away to Excelsior. Galatasaray home against Hatayspor, whatever that. And then Fenerbahce home against Adonis Demirspor. AZ away to Heracles. Is that Heracles? Yep. Ajax against Go Ahead Eagles.
So all the Eredivisie big boys are away, basically, to nice fixtures. And then the best two Turkish are at home.
Yep. And then it's Rami season.
And then Rami season at home as well to the, is that the semi-pro boys? Yeah. Well, PSV just got absolutely battered, led by NEC on the weekend. Matten's old mob. That was a bit of a shock, I think. I think they went 1-0 up as well, which is crazy. I'm pretty sure Bakayoko scored, and then I don't know what happened. There was did they go one and up? Yeah, they did. Yep. And then penalty. Yeah, that'll do it. Big shock. So
Charlie's calling it in the mud now.
Maybe.
It's maybe. Over.
Well, yeah, Feyenoord came back and won in quite the start. I think they were they 2-1 down or something, or 2-0 maybe. Maybe they were 2-1 down. You know. Watched the ending of it. Where are we looking? Yeah. Yeah. Big Sam Lammers. 2-0 down, actually.
2-0.
Yeah. Jesus. And then, Pacquiao the boy Quinton Timber led. The way he got that final 3 points is embarrassing, but I'm going to take it. He literally shot from like 35 yards out from a direct free kick. Like, there was just no need to do it. No, it was probably even further out, actually. I couldn't really see on my laptop, but it was, it was crazy, actually. But anyway, nice win for them. AZ won as well, actually. I seen Pavlidis get a goal. Nice little 100 from Sugawara. I think we mentioned Danny De Witt. I think he had a low L15 and he managed to get a nice little goal for his L15 or for Cap 240, maybe, if anyone played him, even though it was only a 60.
Mm-hmm.
There were some nice scores there, actually, because Bazua had a nice a low L15. Matt Ryan with the clean sheet. Yeah, but who are they playing away? Sorry, is it? It's not
Heracles.
Oh, it is it? Yeah, challenges looks tough, if I'm being honest, doesn't it?
It looks tough, but they're not, like, I guess.
Feyenoord's the worrying one.
Yeah.
Like, the PSV one, Excelsior, again, they will score goals away there, but they could actually concede a couple, knowing what happened last weekend, this weekend. So, I'm more looking at those Turkish fixtures, to be honest, and going, Galler at home, Fener at home.
Yep.
Ajax at home to go ahead. I don't know, maybe sneakishly somehow. Utrecht at home again. They obviously just gave Feyenoord a really tough game and Zwolle aren't good. So, a little, maybe an Utrecht week. It's, in some capacity, 20 away to Heerenveen. They're all, that's insane. Yeah. Every Eredivisie team is away to like a really bad team.
Yeah.
That is nuts. Okay.
You got our boy Sam Larsson here against Nketiah Gutiu.
Yeah, that feels like a good fixture. Are you going to be playing him, Led?
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Cap 240, boy.
Yep.
Trying to squeeze out all I can.
Yeah. Other than that, though.
I was going to say, like, there are no, I guess, right? Besiktas here.
Yeah.
That's it. Everyone else. Yeah. No favors this week for midweek contenders.
Yeah, it's a weird one because there's some massive odd win probabilities, but just, dominated by away teams.
I'm trying to check here. So let's see. So this is Challenger. So my Challenger currently is getting relegated.
Right.
Challenger in season. No, sorry. Challenger Classic Rare is getting relegated right now, which is really, it was my SimSeer lineup. So that was Division One. So theoretically, Challenger, like, I have a Challenger Classic season Division One entry for midweek. So who knows if I've been relegated? Like, I don't know if come tomorrow it's now Division Two, or if I quickly put it in now and then I.
I'm sure there's some sort of glitch that you can take advantage of without knowing. I don't know what that glitch is, but I'm sure.
It's a little disappointing. It's not a little disappointing. It is significantly disappointing because we don't know. And it seems like I've seen like random Discord messages from people from So Rare or not from So Rare or like coaches from the Discord or whatever they're called, where they're like, oh no, it's possible that like you would submit it and then we move you in the middle. And it's like, what are we doing?
Okay.
Johannes says, is it me or is it way harder to win So Rare coins? It is way harder. They changed it.
Oh, did they change
the distribution? Yeah, it's much lower now.
Wow. So that's why Led's been farming his 9 million coins for the last 5 years.
I knew it was coming. No, I finally used a bunch for the when they had the boost sale.
Okay, yeah.
Which feels extremely dumb now because now 95% of boxes are going to have boosts in it.
Right.
But I'm down 193,000 now.
Okay. So yeah, still whale territory.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's Challengers. Let's see Champions. Is it just Premier League this week? We got a cheeky little La Liga game in there. Where is that?
Oh yeah, there is. Yeah.
Granada Valencia. Yeah.
So that means Champions is open then, right? Technically. Would that be how that works?
I think
works?
It should be open anyway, right?
Because of the Prem. Yeah.
Prem.
Fair point. Is the Prem Comp, I guess, is obviously open as well. Yeah, it is.
I'm just going to, this is the, Halogen said the boosts I bought from that sale that don't work. It says I have zero when I try to level up someone. You had to use them that day.
Yeah, but didn't they extend it like a day or two as well?
Another day, but that's it.
Right.
So this is the only way we can see the lobby now, right? Okay, so there's Premier League, Champion, Challenger, Contender, and then all the other stuff. U23, All-Star.
Same as the weekend, effectively.
Yeah. Right, right. So Liverpool home against Brentford, Arsenal home against Luton, Man City home against Villa, Bournemouth home against Crystal Palace. Man, if you were that... that burn this stacker waiting for this Crystal Palace game. And all of a sudden it's like, Oh, great.
Yeah.
Anyway, Chelsea home against Man United, Newcastle home against Everton, and then Spurs away to West Ham. Those are your favorites. Oh, excuse me. Wolves away to Burnley.
All we're seeing right now in the Premier League led is just goals everywhere. Apart from the City Liverpool game yesterday, of course. Arsenal.
Arsenal City, yeah. Correct myself here. Sorry. Liverpool is home against Sheffield United, not Brentford.
Not Sheffield.
I just see the small red circle and I'm like, oh, yeah. And I'm like, oh, wait, that one was wrong.
It's very similar, actually. Yeah.
Okay. Hoodwink. Hoodwink has an answer here. I think that if Team A gets relegated, then whoever you put in Team A for midweek will be in the relegated division. If Team B gets promoted, then that's now in the division above. Complete guess. Yeah, complete guess. What if I didn't? What if I only put one in for the midweek? What if I didn't get promoted? Will I now have two in Division Two? Who knows? Anyway. Connor said all the winners in the Prem in season had Emi Martinez. The Villa are too good for a clean sheet. You think they get one in away to Man City this week?
Yeah, it might be a bit tough.
I mean, Man City haven't scored at all in their last one matches at home.
Yep. Drought. Big drought.
Hallingen said, what if you stay in Division One, you get relegated again? Are you now in Division Three? who knows? Play your best players in the best places. There's your advice for the day. Anyway, Harry, what do you have for this midweek in the Premier League? Where are your Brighton boys away to Brentford?
Yeah, I have the Liverpool attacking stack of Diaz and Szoboszlai that could obviously be used there.
The Liverpool attacking stack that everybody has. Yeah.
Well, Luis Diaz and Szoboszlai. Nah, everyone has Salah, surely. I mean, I've got like...
Darwin,
which, yeah, sorry if you have him. But, I think it's McAllister. Salah is probably the optimal, isn't it?
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I honestly don't know. Bart had a good game yesterday. I think he got like 25 AA. Everyone's singing his praises and made a few good saves and whatever. But... you just don't know, Dio. That's the issue. So I think I am going to play Premier League in season with one team and then hedge it with a classic like I did on the weekend. But it turned out that my classic team on the weekend without Bart scored like 300 points with four outfielders. So if I would have had Bart in there, it would have actually got a card in classic. But that was, I think I was in Div 3 for that actually. So it was probably softer than it would ever be maybe. As far as scores go. So, but everyone's saying Steele shouldn't start again. So
should or shouldn't?
Like shouldn't. Like everyone's sort of saying the Bart should. Part but
three in a row here. Two clean sheets and a decent effort against Liverpool.
Doesn't mean anything with De Zerbi led.
No.
The guy's stuck in
the almost had Connor Bradley captain for
oh, yeah. But the thing is, like somebody's going to have, well, everyone's going to have Man City and Liverpool stacks, right? Throughout. It's just like, is there much point? I don't know.
There is. Really Arsenal don't. Home against Luton.
Yeah, and that as well.
Who needs Trent Alexander-Arnold?
I was just going to say, Led, Thing didn't play yesterday, did he? The goalie, Edison.
No. He's been hurt, though, hasn't he?
Yeah, they said he'd been training or something. And so I don't know whether that's the same for this midweek.
I don't know either.
Not sure. Yeah.
I mean, Pep Roulette's difficult enough, and now we have it coming 3 days after they play against Arsenal. Right. So,
yeah, and you're adding goalkeepers into that as well. It's just not what we need, right?
Right. All right. All-Star will get us the other matchups. Obviously, everyone we already talked about is eligible for All-Star or cap modes or whatever, but Copa Libertadores, Sudamericana, all this stuff that they were like, don't worry, there'll be special weeklies. No special weekly here.
No.
We'll wait till next week because the champions, the UEFA Champions League is back. So sounds like Midtjylland just conceded. I said to Harry, I felt bad doing this during the Midtjylland game. And then I saw Sims here was a late scratch, which just scratched my entire game week. And I guess they just conceded.
Yeah, they're 1-0 down.
Just can't have nice things, Harry.
I know. Oh, it's the guy on loan from Benfica. He's unbelievable. Is it Shredderloop or however you... Shredderloop? I don't know. He's ridiculous. Yeah, he got the assist. He's really good.
Ugh.
Yeah. Oh, and Cardiff are losing. Great.
God, I hate this game.
Oh, this game. This game.
Anyway, sorry. I'm distracted now. yeah. Did Copenhagen end up losing?
Oh, did they? Jesus.
Stop.
Yeah, they did. 2-1.
Wow. Rasmussen 100.
Yep.
Should have got one of those. Sorry.
93rd minute goal. Yeah, why didn't you get a Jacob? Hey. He's always been good.
93. Yeah, he has been.
Hasn't he?
Yep.
Like back in his final days.
58.2. Oh, I'm so bad at this game. Anyway, who do we got here? We got some Red Bull team. Bragantino. There's River Plate.
Ooh, that looks fun.
It could be. It could be. There's some rotation possibilities. They did rotate a little bit for the weekend. There's like a decent travel. From what I understand, who are they playing again? Is this team in, is it Colombia or Venezuela?
Oh, no way. That could be a complete smash, no?
So here's the tricky one.
Go on.
This is the awesome stuff that you get in Discord, particularly the So Rare Argentina Discord. So they're playing in Venezuela. Apparently, due to geopolitical reasons, you cannot fly from Argentina directly into Venezuela. So they actually have to fly to, I don't know where they're flying. Colombia? Maybe it's Colombia. And then they have to drive.
What?
So apparently the drive is only like an hour.
Oh, okay.
Surf saying it's a huge trip. But now it's like, I think the description was, it's like a 6 to 7 hour travel that's now like over 8. Yeah, so they fly to Colombia first. So who knows? Who knows?
Okay.
So it like looks good, but those are the weird random things that you're just like, oh, maybe it's not so good. And of course, they play this weekend at home, like in Argentina. Right.
Well, let's hope all those players have their yerba sipping on that for the next 30 hours.
30 hours, yeah, exactly. Anyway, so we have there's the strongest. Wow. We're home against, is that Gremio?
Yeah.
Mineiro's back.
I have a little Mineiro situation going
there
on
there.
He scored yesterday, I'll have you know. I think your boy scored. Yeah. Bruno Fuchs.
Oh, yeah.
I think he got a cheeky little goal, yeah.
All right. Fluminense, I saw there's Flamengo. So nice to see Nicolas De La Cruz back in the lineup builder, not going to lie.
Is this his first SO5 game for Flamengo?
Yes.
Wow. That is crazy, isn't it? If you think about it, like how long he's kind of been there type of thing and not played an SO5 game. Like he hasn't been there that long, but like it's been months, no?
Well, he left in January. Like he transferred
it was
in that
jam, was it? Right. But it was kind of known for a while.
It was known.
It?
Yeah. Okay. But he finished last season with River.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
De La Cruz.
So let's see. There's Racing who are also away. It's like all the teams we want to be at home are not at home. There's Rosario against Peñarol. Welcome back, Javier Cabrera.
From the dead. Oh, yeah. He's a blue X, isn't he?
He is. Looks much nicer with my super rare. The blue X.
Blue S. Nice. Yeah. Great.
Unfortunately, he's awful, so that doesn't even really matter. Let's see.
Bologna season?
I don't think he's back yet. Surf, where's Beto?
What? Yeah, come on.
We saw the picture of him.
Everyone see the pic?
Training. Surely he's ready. Who are they playing? Cesar Vallejo University. I don't know that one.
So basically, don't play All-Star unless you have any of these crazy Libertadores matchups effectively.
But like, you have to. You have to play All-Star. There's nowhere else to play.
No, I mean, like, yeah, what I'm saying is if you have teams like a Liverpool stack or whatever, you know, teams that play in the three comps.
Yeah.
Prem, is there much point going into an All-Star? I know if you can't help it, you can't help it. But, like, I wouldn't be, if I'm being honest. Let's just end the stream.
Actually, we cannot end the stream because Bologna's not back, but
go on.
Carlos Lampe is back.
Ooh, who does he play for now?
I think he's still at Bolivar.
Okay.
Oh, he's not in Bolivar. That's where he was. I forget where he is now.
When you say but back, is in like Blue X back?
Correct.
Right.
Correct. Okay. Agent Cooper said, if De La Cruz wasn't so injury prone, he'd be one of the best midfielders in the world. Absolute class, could rip some hundreds for fun for Flamengo. I think you could make the argument he was better off at River Plate, but.
Right. Yeah.
But he's great. Yes. He's a joy. Let's check out some pick scores. Let's go. You know what we didn't do is, well, I guess we could do U23.
Pick scores.
Let's just go to U23. What do we got here? A bunch of Prem and Eredivisie guys? Literally. Hold on.
Yeah, Prem, Eredivisie.
Where's the first one that's not?
My boy, Ramon Sosa. My boy. Yep.
Surf's boy, too, also.
It is. I don't know. I mean, yeah, under 23. I was looking at the head counter just then, actually, Led, as far as, yeah, Rare goes. And I think there's only 300 entered so far, 320 at Rare. I mean, yeah, that could be pretty fun. 210 prizes so far. So right now, that's looking very healthy. It's obviously going to, you know, what do you think? 400, 450s, 500 max, I would say, playing in there. Whether that's 500 competitive lineups, who knows?
Right. I think the easiest way right here is to see how many goalies there are. I guess we do have. Oh, I guess we have a decent number of them.
There's a decent amount, but I wouldn't say. Is that Campolat with a double A? That is. What's going? Who's paid for Campolat? I think Sam's
against Samson's
infected.
Four?
Yeah, he's infected the Sora data pick scores. Well, they're not great. Yeah, maybe they do have a chance.
A few things here. Surf said, I'm not sure any of the Libertadores matchups are that good. Most of them have, most Argentina sides have other priorities with two games to go in the league. Boca are going full rotation.
That's fair.
Glenn with the update. Brandon Nozawa back in goal for Tokyo as Gohitano got sent off. Okay. That's the kind of thing that, like, he will never play again for them.
You think?
Like, I feel like a J-League red card, you're just like, they're like, it's a 3-game suspension, but you're actually going to sit for 30 games.
Yeah, you're done.
Yeah.
You're done.
Agent Cooper said Flamengo look amazing in their literally preseason tournament thingy. All right. So there do seem to be a good number of goalies.
Yeah, I mean, but how many have great matchups there? Which Mamardashvili, I'd argue, away to Granada.
Tani at AAA against Sanfrecce seems
insane. Yeah, but he's good. Like, I say he's good. You know, obviously he's been getting quite a bit of AA, you know, alongside whatever clean sheets he's had. Danny Ramage could be decent actually at home. That's probably, obviously, you know, it's at the top for a reason. That one does stand out there, I would say. Patrick Schulte at home to Tigres, probably not. I don't know. Yeah, James Trafford's been benched by Burnley. So you're looking at, yeah, but then, Led, how many of them actually play in under 23, if that makes sense?
Right, right.
Oh, Bart, you could argue Bart might play.
It seems like such a waste. meaning to play him in U23 instead of.
Yeah, I'm luckily, Campbell probably. You know what? I'm going to play under 23 this midweek. Why not?
Let's go
For old time's sake.
Let's go.
It's only been a week, and I'm already having withdrawals.
Yeah, just do it.
Let's do it.
Just do it. Quinny is asking us for. Let's see. Do we have cap 24? No, we'll just do it. Cheapest best L15 46 through 49 mid for cap 240. Let's just go to 49. What do we got, Quinny? We got some guy named Everton who plays with De La Cruz.
Yeah, he was ex Benfica. It's really weird because I'm looking at his card right now on Sora Data Load. How weird is that? Yeah. Just a random one. On Sora, actually. Sorry, not Sora Data. But yeah, he's decent little good winger.
Oh, wait, he wanted a mid. I was like, Arana looks great. Oh, it's Timber season.
Of course, yeah. After his... Well, have a look at his scores, Led. He's literally scored well in like one game, and that was this weekend. He's literally not... He's not had a green score in... I can't remember how long, if you want to have a look at the information. But these are the sneaky things, Led, right? That you don't sometimes notice... Within data is like a little tip. He just made his Netherlands debut, right? And so that, on top of him playing against his ex-club lid in Utrecht, it was a recipe for success.
Yeah, that's fair. That's
like fair. I like those little things sometimes that don't even, you know, you can't sort of put that on data really in that sense. So yeah, that was the only reason why I really fancied him this weekend, because like I said, he's been absolutely woeful.
Bassendon said Volendam are just awful then.
Yeah, I mean, they are bad. They are really bad. I've watched them play against PSV this year, and they got, expectedly smashed, but okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's some decent players here. Ekturoglu, he's not... Oh, he actually is pretty cheap.
Jefferson Lerma. Enzo? Did you see, like, they started him late? He did well last game, I think 20-odd AA. Well, last two games, actually. I think they said, Led, he flew from Argentina or wherever they played, and he had like a night's rest, put it this way. And he wasn't down to start, because I would have probably played him at home. And they chose to play him. And you know that they had a guy on loan at Leicester. He's an Italian kid, like Cassidy or something. He's a really good centre midfielder, like Italian kid. Anyway, they recalled him a couple months ago. And obviously, he could have just slotted in quite easily.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway.
And he didn't even get a minute. And it's just like... They're just rinsing Enzo's.
This is
play football.
I don't know why I brought this up, but this is Enzo at Benfica.
Stop. Oh, Led, those were the days. Him and Florentino, like, it was a joy, an absolute joy. It really was.
That kid was legit. Anyway, there's your list, Quinny.
I tell you, it's a sneaky one. If anyone wants a little $3 limited, not financial advice, Ramiz Zerouki took set pieces for Feyenoord yesterday. I'll just put that out there.
Wow.
I'll just put that out there. I didn't need to share that, but I have. And so 44 L15 as well. I don't know whether he starts again. He actually got brought off pretty early, like 60th, which is not ideal, but maybe that means he plays. I don't know, but... He did take sets.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is Callum Hudson-Odoi? Well, he obviously must not still be crushing. He was like crushing, and then they reminted his card and then just came right back to life.
Yeah.
Or not reminted, minted. There's Kobe Maino. All right. Havertz. Plenty. There's plenty.
Yeah, there's plenty.
Sarah Holland said Stengs is going to take Zerouki's place.
Good point. Yeah, Stengs did come on, didn't he? Yeah, that's a good point. I'll give you that. You got me there.
Eh.
You got me.
He's really fallen off too, hasn't he?
Yeah, the injury coupled with, just don't know what's going on. He's still a good player. Like I don't know, just strange. Feyenoord haven't been that good though either. So, but yeah, there's no, there's definitely no peaks there right now.
Well, Who do you think is the best, the top pick scorer in the Prem competition this game week?
Oh, Jesus.
So we said like Liverpool, Arsenal, and Man City are the big favorites.
I want to say Salah, if I'm being honest.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, wait, hold on. I still have the cough. Oh, yeah. could you imagine just like
that's it
for those listening, I still had the cost filter done and Joe Gomez was the top play because he had an L15 of 49. Anyway, Cole Palmer, I feel like somebody mentioned buying him once like a few weeks ago and then didn't.
I don't know who that was.
Yeah,
who was that? No one I know. Couldn't have been anyone I know, because I would have
surely could not have been anyone that you know. Simo guessed Hyungmin Son, who is second behind Cole Palmer. Connor Bradley, third. Rodri, James Madison, Declan Rice, Bukayo Saka, Haaland. Get out of here.
How isn't Salah on that list, Led?
What's that?
How isn't Salah there? Like, genuinely, no. Oh, maybe they say, does he sit?
Could he actually be behind Joe Gomez? There's Luis Diaz.
Oh, my God. What is...
Another Luis Diaz? Because he's got multiple cards?
Yeah.
Hold on.
That can't be right.
B.
Don't do this to me now. This is... Come on.
So it'll certainly change because the projected lineup will... Will change that. But has he been struggling much?
Didn't he get injured or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That probably plays into it.
Hmm.
Is four decisives in a game good? I'm not quite sure. I've never had that before, so I don't know if that's any good or not.
Oh, Jesus.
Simo, what's your predicted 11 for
yeah.
Liverpool so that I can just copy it in the projected lineups? Let's just show everyone how easy this is. All right. Kelleher in... Surely Joe Gomez has to start with all of this. Let's see.
Oh, 100%.
And then do we think Kanate gets back in or is it still Kwanzaa?
I'd have to imagine, yeah, surely Kanate comes back in, no?
Surely, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
These two are out, which means moves him to the bench. Tsimikas benched for Joe Gomez.
Mm-hmm.
McAllister. Jones is out. Soba slides back.
Yeah.
Endo?
Played really well yesterday. Really well. Ooh, Gomez suspended. That throws a bit of a spanner into the works.
Is that really... What did he do? Did he get a yellow? Oh, he did.
Yeah. Ooh, does that...
Tsimikas season?
I mean, I guess it might have to be.
Got
to
be, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, SR Monkey. Saving us all. Fifth yellow yesterday.
Does someone like Gravenberch or Elliot come in, though, is my worry somehow, somewhere, maybe? I don't know.
Curtis Jones is back, according to Dan.
Probably, on the bench, maybe.
Come I was going to say, surely doesn't start right away, right? Oh, and then what? Do we think it's just Diaz, Darwin, and... Salah?
Probably. I don't think Gakpo did well. He didn't do much yesterday when he came on, so I can't imagine he gets in. Yeah, some monkey says Elliot starts. I had a weird feeling something like that might happen because they don't really need, not they don't need Endo, but like you can probably just afford to go three sort of more attacking midfielders in maybe. Well, you could just put McAllister as sort of the pivot if you really needed to. Where like yesterday, they needed Endo, to play against that Brighton team.
Yeah. That's fair. Are we all right? So this Gomez fifth yellow yesterday, though. But like, is that all season? Because if so, then he's not suspended. Like the Prem has the number goes up once you hit January. So I don't like. Oh, is it five it? Since then?
Hmm.
Let's see here. Is it 1, 2, 3, 4? I wasn't even looking to see if those were in. Oh, they were all right. Five. Like, if that's five all season, he's not suspended.
Mm-hmm.
But could it just be Simicast season anyway?
I don't know. I don't
Mark thinks think so. So.
Oh, he does.
DVD, okay. Kanate, Bradley, Endo, and Maka.
Well, they have United at the weekend, so that might be why the rotation comes in, maybe for like Szoboszlai or...
I mean, they have United the weekend, so who cares?
Right.
You don't have to prepare for Man United.
The fans want, yeah. I mean, you probably don't, but it makes United fans feel a bit better about themselves, probably.
Yeah, that's fair. That's what Monkey said during the match. They said he would miss the next one. Yeah, I don't think so. But whatever. Apparently I missed one. Oh, here we go. Oh, Endo. So we think Endo instead of Szoboszlai?
Basically, yeah. Or Elliot instead of Szoboszlai, effectively.
So who was Endo? Who did I have here?
So it would be Endo, Elliot, and McAllister.
So not Szoboszlai.
Not Szoboszlai, apparently. Gotcha. Which I can kind of see happening, to be honest.
Yeah, I love it. Anyway, while I'm here, Harry, while I'm here, although I got dinged on Simsir, 1,015 lineup projections that I did this last month.
Go on.
94% right.
Your stat padded.
94%.
Okay, that's pretty impressive. So over a game week, you're doing like 250. Well, every game week, sorry, that would be what, 8? So, yeah, 100. You're doing like 100 odd every game week there, Led.
I mean, well, we just, that was 28 that we just
did. So it's like five teams worth basically every time.
It's so easy, Harry.
Fair. Okay.
Anyway. So yeah, if you all want to go out and do some lineup projections, go nuts. I heard people talking about ones that looked a little off for this game week. And so you just go in and fix it if you know. So yeah, thank you everybody for coming. If you could please like, subscribe, all that good stuff. Shout out to Quinny who was here earlier. Good luck in this midweek. I apologize that we have no answer on promotion relegation. I don't know why I'm apologizing. It's not like we are blowing it off. Hopefully we get some information or we just find out like we do a lot of other things on So Rare. So anyway, thank you to everybody and good luck this midweek.